Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Gresh and Fourier.
Derek White, why not? 38 for Derek White tonight. Memorable performance in Miami. Boston going to go up 3-1 of this series. Only loss was at home. That record-setting three-point performance by Miami.
It's that time.
Gresh and Fourier right now on WEEI.
Oh, it's the quickest open in the history of sports radio. Andy Hart is back again. Quit looking at the food. What is wrong with you? What are you doing over there?
Like a bug drawn to a light.
Really? Is that what it is? You just ate. Andy Hart is in.
Yeah, but I'm going to eat again.
You just ate. And oh, by the way, you're the most selfish guest that this station has. You are the most selfish guest.
Wait, I'm not a guest. I'm a co-host today.
You're a co-host. Yeah, you're one of the most selfish.
When I'm a guest on Wednesdays,
the most unselfish is Greg Hill, of course. That's how he walks, right? He's the most unselfish person in this building. There he goes. Look, he brings food for everybody. Everybody's hanging out.
He didn't bring food. What do you think? He was on a grill during breaks out in the lot?
He didn't actually cook it. He's not responsible, but he made sure the food came.
I essentially bought that food for everybody.
Well, thank you.
From one of our sponsors.
Thank you. Who was it?
It's Timeout Market, Timeout Tuesday, A&B Burgers. Now, there's a big issue sometimes.
Is there an egg on one of those burgers?
No egg. Do you like egg on burger?
Egg is eggs great. On a burger, yes.
Really?
The moisture
absolutely.
Of the yolk. Oh.
I just get eggs.
No.
It's a burger.
Eggs on a burger with bacon and avocado.
No avocado.
Yes.
Get that out of here.
Little California vibe.
I will say I like a good brioche bun.
Absolutely.
As
a little butter, toasted just a little bit. Toasted a little bit.
Yeah, and I also underrated burger with English muffin as the bun.
Yes. Well, Andy, I'm a big believer of burgers with all the have you had the Big E's glazed donut burger?
No.
Oh, very
see,
good.
See, the sweet and the burger doesn't work for it. Does?
It works. Oh, it works. Get your butt out there and try it someday.
Do you want the food to stay in here or do you want it to be?
You know, we don't care. We don't care.
Are you sure it would stay?
I could care less.
Because the A and B burger means Andy.
Oh, God, he just ate a whole freaking sandwich, and now he's like wanting.
It's a long
food.
Show, and it's stressful
you're
working with you.
You're too short to eat
carrying
that much.
Carrying your ass
you're
takes a lot of energy.
Too short to eat this much. You're a very angry elf.
I would like to ask before I go, Andy Hart, will the New England Patriots be 100% better this upcoming season, as Gerard Mayo said yesterday on this radio station?
They will not be 100% better because I don't think they're winning 8 games. Okay. Are they 100% better? Yes, they're better.
Okay.
I believe him.
So they're better 100.
They're more talented.
He should have just said 100,
yes.
Like Wiggy says.
Like the little the thing you put on your
the
Instagram.
Emoji.
Little emoji.
Yeah, but to Wiggy's point, if you're 100% better and you win 4 games, do you technically win 8 games?
No, that's different. That's, 100%, we are better. Not we are 100% better.
On paper.
This is English class. It matters where the modifier is or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
They're a better team. They have more youthful talent. Hell, they have a franchise quarterback.
Have a great show.
All right, thanks, Greg.
Thanks for the burgers, Greg.
Also, your intro should be shorter.
I like it just the way it is.
You do.
You
like it.
You know, because we got the show at 102.54 today. So, I want to make sure.
102, it's 10.04.
Yeah, 10.04, whatever. All right, well, that was Greg Hill, everybody. Everybody give him a round of applause. Okay. So how about this game last night, right? So the here's the crazy thing about the Celtics beating the Heat. So the Celtics beat the Heat 102-88, take a 3-1 lead. Derek White goes nuts. Derek White ends up with 38 points. And I didn't know he was such a dunker. He had like two dunks back to back. I was like, wow, this guy can actually get up. But that's not even like poor Derek White. He has the game of his life, but that's not even the story of the game. We're not even going to really even talk about Derek White because Derek White isn't hurt. I would say the one thing that I was most worried about when the season started was Porzingis staying healthy. That was the biggest issue. So I don't know if you watched the game, if you watched it early in the game, here is how it sounded when Porzingis ended up getting hurt.
Miami's missed a lot of shots. Good D at the rim.
Porzingis is hurt. They're going to take a foul here to get Porzingis out of the game.
He's limping his way off the floor. He was questionable. He looks like he's got major concern right now.
He does. He is. Ooh. Right there, he started signaling.
Yeah, it's the right one, I think, here.
So Tatum ended up with 20 points. Jaylen Brown, 17 points, 6 turnovers. Neither one of those guys were really, you know, had the great game, but Derek White. But Porzingis getting hurt, I think the obvious question is just, what does this mean moving forward? Here's a guy that you really relied on. Here's a guy that was basically, you know, the difference maker, and you were worried about him getting hurt. I was worried about him getting hurt, and they sat him. He missed 25 games. He was nursing other injuries. Mm-hmm. He was nursing a hamstring. He was nursing a calf on the opposite leg, and he was actually hurt earlier in the game, and he was limping around. And I was like, wow, they should probably get him out because they don't really need him in this game. They should just get him out right now because I saw him limping.
Yep.
And then sure enough, two possessions later, he ends up non-contact injury. Seems like he pulled his calf or something like that. I guess the biggest question is how big of a deal is this with him being out?
So it's less than ideal. This was the narrative. The two narratives about Porzingis are postseason, he stinks. He's never done anything in the postseason, and his health. And they managed his health all year long. He was one of those guys like, this little one thing pops up. He misses a couple games, another thing. As you said it, he's out there with a leg sleeve on one leg, the physio tape, whatever the hell they call it, on the other.
Kinetic tape or whatever it is.
Like, the whole thing. And then pop, and when he did it, I thought he was done. I thought torn Achilles, because he pulled the jersey over the front of his face. But I've learned over the years, sometimes you guys don't know what your body is telling you.
Like, no, it's just reality. That's not true.
Because I remember at Patriots training camp back in the day, and I can't remember the specific player, but it was one of those where everybody comes over, even Bill comes over, Nick Caserio comes over, and usually when that happens, it's like, that was season ending. We'll be putting you on IR tomorrow. You can go home, and we'll maybe see you next year. And the player was back on the practice field like a day later, 2 days later. So sometimes the player thinks it's massive. But my big takeaway is, maybe I'm being naive here. I think you can easily get to the NBA Finals without Porzingis. Because what happened last night? Derek White steps up, right? Jrue Holiday can step up. You have the potential for even Peyton Pritchard is capable of a Peyton Pritchard game. Seems like we always call these certain playoff games. Oh, that was that Peyton. That was the Derek White game last night. That'll be known as the Derek White game. Or the game where Porzingis got hurt.
That's the problem. That's the thing. It's like this guy does everything right. He gets a 38 points, can't even miss. He's like the difference maker in this game, and he's not even the lead story.
But that's okay because you won.
No, I know. Right? But it does paint it, because listen, you've gone to the final. So do you think the Celtics can get to the NBA Finals without Porzingis? 617-779-7937. Getting there, I think, is possible. Now, the good thing about this situation is that he may have a lot of time to rest because before the beginning of the conference semifinals, which would be against either the Cavaliers or the Magic, whose first round right now is tied 2-2. So they're tied 2-2. Mm-hmm. So if they can close him out, that would give him more time to rest. But I sit there and look what's happened at Giannis. Giannis had a similar injury. The dude's been out forever. And I do think you're not winning the NBA championship without Porzingis.
Yeah.
You're not doing it.
I'm on the same page. I think you can easily go to the finals without him, and I think you could easily lose in the finals without him, because I think you see it with the Nuggets are just so good. Murray, everybody talks about Jokic, but Murray, that's a good basketball team. And, you know, it's just unfortunate. Like, the TV's on in the background, and they showed Porzingis putting the jersey over his face. Now, we should say, he put on social media, will be good. Well, I think was his phrasing, right?
Well, he actually said, he sent this out about, 12 hours ago. Good win tonight. Good W tonight. D. White is special. Thanks for all the support. Will be good, muscle emoji.
But does will be good mean, oh, I didn't tear my Achilles, so I'll be good? But what does that mean? You could pull a calf, as you said. Giannis has been out, or the Kevin Durant thing from a couple years ago where he had a pulled calf, then torn Achilles when he came back from the pulled calf because it wasn't right. So, and he's got these other issues, right?
What are the other issues?
Well, he's been limping around all year. What, he had a foot to start?
Oh, yeah.
It feels like, and I know these unicorns, these 7'4 guys often have foot, ankle, calf. It's just, there's a lot of stress down there. But, no, I don't, my immediate takeaway from this is not oh, it's over. I don't think so.
I just
could you win the title without him? Could you? Absolutely.
So the non-verbal cues to me
were bad.
Were always, okay, non-contact, was already kind of limping before, obviously dealing with something. He doesn't get hit, and it just, as soon as I see that movement, it reminds me of guys who run down on kickoff return, our kickoff team, and they start running, and they just blow their knee out. They make a cut. They blow their knee out. Achilles tear, the whole Aaron Rodgers situation. When I see somebody walking the way he was walking, I'm like, oh no. Okay, how bad is it? Because he was in a boot, so he's walking out of a boot.
And, which is common, though.
Well, message to Porzingis, when it comes to wearing a boot, speaking from experience, listen to your doctor. The doctor tells you to keep the boot on for 3 weeks. Keep the boot on for 3 weeks. You won't have to go back and start all over again.
Can I ask you a question, though? His injury history, could that be a good thing in this case? Could he be overly cautious or reactionary to his own body where he knows if it doesn't feel right, don't push off again and test it again. Get the hell off the court. Be smart with it. Get it fixed. Get whatever treatments. You know what I mean? I think there's some people that maybe push through injuries and then create worse injuries.
So that's what I thought he was doing, because he rolled his other foot earlier on, three or four possessions earlier. Walked it off, ran it off, and then sure enough, he's dribbling with his left hand, and then pop. He just stopped walking. Now, I think he's extremely important. I don't know. What do you guys think? 617-779-7937. So here's Joe Mazzulla. Joe Mazzulla was asked post-game, does he change his approach since Porzingis is hurt?
Knowing, obviously, that you don't know if Porzingis is going to miss some time, or if he does, how long. Does that change the pressure or anything like that on the next game? Say, you gotta make sure that you close this series out, just so guys can get their rest and be ready to maybe make up for any potential loss.
No, nothing changes. Bringing the same mindset, intentionality, toughness, details to the next game, regardless of who's available, it doesn't matter. There's no difference between the regular season and the playoffs. And all year we've had guys step in and play. So. Most important thing is execute the game plan and bring the mindset and the toughness it takes.
So I guess that is kind of important. That was a big kind of, theory moving around, philosophy towards the end of the season, especially towards the end of the season. Mazzulla kept throwing out different lineups, different, in the middle of the game, at the beginning of the game. He was just, it was like they had the ability to try different things that most teams wouldn't do, because they had already locked up the best record in the NBA. So he was able to experiment with different lineups, just different philosophies, different, just different everything. Now he's going to need it because Porzingis is out.
And you have Al Horford, who I thought played really well last night. And we'll get into some of his leadership things. I liked when Tatum went down and he came over and shoved Bam Adebayo out of the way. But I was just looking at it. He was a plus 15, Al Horford. He had the second best plus minus in the game last night. Some of those minutes coming, I think, as a result of Porzingis, some his regular rotational minutes. So this idea, I think we've almost, I know you like gaslit.
Gaslighting was the word, of the year
New
back
year?
In 2022.
Oh, so we've,
and it's still is probably the most used word moving forward.
I don't know that the Celtics are as thin as people first portrayed them to be when they kind of built this super team to start the year, when you have these five all-star, caliber starters. I mean, Al Horford's a good player coming off the bench. Peyton Pritchard has developed into a really good player coming off the bench. So that's seven deep you go right there.
What about Sam Hauser?
Good
His
player.
Impact on this Celtics team will be greater than Al Horford's. Okay.
Were you reading a script there?
That I wanted to make sure it was nice and clean.
On this team.
Okay, here's the thing. First of all, the bet was Sam Hauser would play in every single game. That was the bet.
Oh, is this why you owed food?
No. We haven't. No, this is why people are kind of confused. The bet was that I told Gresh that Sam Hauser would play in every single game. Every single one. And then it turned into who has a bigger impact. Is it, you know, is it Al Horford? Is it Sam Hauser?
Well, last night he had 0 points. He was a minus three.
No, he wasn't great.
He was one of only two players, along with Luke Kornet, who was minus in the game.
Yeah, but did he play in the game?
He did. He had 16 minutes. So that's a victory for you? He logged 16 minutes?
Yeah, it's a victory for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. It's a victory for the Celtics. It came at a cost. There's no doubt about that. Now, I do push back a little bit. I was listening coming in to they had a whole Swayman-Ullmark debate on the morning show, and Courtney was sort of taking the side of their creating controversy. I do think there's a little bit of a overshadowing if you just fixate on Porzingis. No. This is a team that has still four really good starters, right?
Yeah.
Really good starters. One of which just had the playoff game of his life in Derek White, right? So, like, to just fixate on, oh boy, your view of things, Porzingis.
Sorry to disappoint you.
How about the fact that your stars had mediocre games at best, right? Brown and Tatum weren't great. They weren't great at all. And you won by 20.
Yeah, Miami's horrible. Miami had life. They had one good game. That was game two. They hit a bunch of shots. They're not hitting any of those three-pointers anymore. And their culture isn't quite as dangerous as people like to believe it was without two of their best players. All right, let's do this real quick because we have a very, very packed show. Jim Nagy, executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl, will be on at 11 a.m. Now, the eight draftees that the Patriots took, or the eight guys that they took in the draft, he had four of them at the Senior Bowl. So he's going to be able to tell us all about those guys.
Perfect.
One of them, I think, is going to be your favorite player. Tommy Kern at 12 o'clock. We're also got to get into the Swayman situation, which I totally predicted, and there's so many different angles of that. And Bill Polian was on Sirius Radio this morning, and he mentioned this blue-red chart, okay, that is proprietary only to NFL teams. NFL teams take this chart. They hire this father and son duo, and they chart all the draftees, and they determine based on a red or a blue color whether or not these draftees will be successful or not. It's interesting to see what the worst draft positions are and what the best draft positions are. That we'll do that at one. But let's go to Joe in the Cape right now on Porzingis and Joe Mazzulla's plan. What's up, Joe? Good morning.
Yeah, morning. Listen, this guy's durability has been the biggest issue since we got him. Great player, love him, but durability. If Joe Mazzulla didn't have a contingency plan for this guy going down the playoffs, he should not be the coach. Second point, they don't have a backup for this guy. They never developed anyone to back this guy up. Who are we going to go to, Luke Cornish? Third thing, you got to be near the rim when those shots are falling, and they consistently haven't done that for the last 3 years. Playoff, 50-50, they make the finals.
All right, thanks, Joe. So here's the thing.
I don't care for Joe's tone.
Here's the thing. What do you mean? How are they going to find a replacement for Porzingis when Porzingis is literally one of one when it comes to his size, his ability, like everything that he brings? Luke Kornet is not a significant replacement. Al Horford, being as old and as competent as he is not the same weapon as Porzingis.
Don't be exaggerative.
There's a Porzingis
backup plan. Just make a trade with the Spurs and bring in Wembanyama.
Okay.
Because he's the same thing. He can shoot threes and protect the rim. No, I agree with you 100%. I actually think Al Horford is a backup plan. He can play defense.
Well, that's why you got him on the roster.
He can be a rim protector.
He can shoot.
Well, he's not the same dude.
Well, I mean, he's not nearly as good as he used to because he's older.
And not as versatile and athletic. Yeah. Like, you said it. There's a reason his nickname is what?
Unicorn.
Right. Yeah. Like, you don't have a backup to a unicorn.
Can I find
another unicorn? You don't have a backup
unicorn
to Josh Allen, you idiots in Buffalo. Why don't you have a second quarterback who's built like Josh Allen? Couldn't bring John Elway in? So dumb.
Let's go to Mike in Florida. Mike, how bad is this injury for the Celtics?
I'm a little bit more optimistic than you guys are. I like Porzingis. This is not a slight on him. But when you think about it, the guys that are going to back him up is not just one person. Think of it as a tandem, and it's going to be Al, it's going to be Kornet. And don't forget this guy, probably right now 10th or 11th guy on the bench, Keita, the big guy that we got who's from France, who played well in the development league, showed a lot of promise down the stretch in those last couple of games. As long as he's not out for anything more than a series, I think we still got a great chance of winning everything.
All right. Here's the thing. If he's not out for a significant amount of time, sure. How long is that? I mentioned Giannis for the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know exactly what his injury is. It looks like it may be a calf. Maybe he popped his calf or something like
right.
that. Now that is it 3 weeks? Can they get through, you know, the first couple rounds? Can they get to the NBA Eastern Championship? Can they do that?
Yes.
Can they get through the next round without Porzingis playing either Orlando or Cleveland?
Sure. And I would err on the side of caution because we just talked about it. Like, we have confidence. I'm not saying they necessarily look at it this way. We have confidence they can go to the finals without Porzingis. That's where you say, I really need Porzingis. So to me, your training staff, your medical staff, that is the goal. We're going to make the NBA finals, and we need Porzingis on the court. Whatever it takes between now and then, no playing, slow playing, however it's managed, to me, that would be the goal. Get him on the court for the finals. That's what this team is built for.
This is just should have been really predictable when it comes to him getting hurt. It was the one thing you worried about as soon as the season started, that first game against the Knicks, who you'll probably end up seeing in the Eastern Conference Finals, was him getting hurt.
But
what a difference he made, how important he is, how he stretches the entire defense out, how there's you don't have an answer for him, you have to respect his ability, like everything about it. Sure enough, non-contact injury. Holy crap.
Two very different players, but shouldn't we be used to this? Wasn't it the same thing with Rob Williams?
I was going to say, he reminds me, but you relied on it. It's like, because Rob Williams was always the X factor. He was always the guy they were waiting on, especially last year, dealing with the knee. All that stuff just drove me crazy. All right, so the other situation that happened in this game was what happened with Jason Tatum and Bam Adebayo.
Mm-hmm.
I think what is going on with Jason Tatum, like, I kind of like the way he's handling himself overall. And the fact that Big Brother Al came to his defense, we'll bring that down to you. Also, we also have a 2 for Tuesday. So we're giving away tickets to the Red Sox game this Thursday.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Against the Giants.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Oh, hey, you can't do that. You cannot do that. This is all nonsense going on right here. This is nonsense.
There's the foul. Then he comes over. Look at the ankle right there. Man, that's bad, man. Look at that right there. That is messed up. You know what's crazy is those guys are like really good friends. That's messed up.
Oh, that was Scal having an emotional breakdown because his buddy Jason Tatum, you know, rolling his ankle. Before we get to this, real quickly, it is a 2 for Tuesday.
What is it?
It's a 2 for Tuesday. 2 for 2 for 2 for Tuesday.
Let's roll.
All right, be caller nine right now to the contest line, which is totally different than the call-in line, right? This number is 617-931-0937. I know people are still going to call the call-in line, but whatever. And you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Giants on Thursday. That's 617-931-0937, the sneaky good Red Sox. And we'll be there on Thursday, actually, Gresh and I, if he decides to get out of bed. He's still got mud butt.
Is he dead?
I don't know,
Oh, it's
man.
That?
No, I don't know if it's mud butt. I think he may just have just a fever. Who the hell knows?
COVID?
He's blaming it on me, like I told you yesterday, because I put him in an Uber. So what'd you think about that play? So – he's shooting after the whistle. Bam, out of bounds. There is a specific rule, right, that you're not supposed to encroach on somebody's space. You're supposed to get the hell away for this very reason, right. So guys don't roll their ankle.
Landing space.
You think it was a dirty play?
I do not, actually.
Really?
And I find it hard for a team whose coach closed out on a timeout three to say it's dirty for a guy to close out on a three after the whistle. Don't shoot. Like, I didn't really have a problem with this.
What do you mean, don't shoot?
Don't shoot. There was a whistle. There was a foul.
He's allowed to shoot. He's too far.
No, no, no. It was after the whistle.
This was somebody shoved. The ref guy.
There was a shove here, foul call.
No, somebody, I can't remember who it was, fell. I think it was a Derek White.
Was shoved by the Heat guy. There was a foul call.
So then Bam Adebayo encroaches on Jason Tatum. The play is over.
Yeah, don't shoot.
Get the hell away from him.
Don't shoot.
Back the hell off.
Oh, so coaches can close out, but players can't close out?
I don't understand why there is no business. With everything that the Heat do.
Is annoying.
Well, one, it's annoying. You can tell that that Jason Tatum is just fed up with the whole idea of the Heat and just wants to be completely done with him. Because I do think
he's a soft star.
I think there's an element of dirty play with him.
Yep.
So you think now we're going back to he's a soft star?
Oh, I think he's soft.
Why is he soft? What does he do that makes him soft?
This is what the Heat want to do. They want to muck it up. Last night's game was weird because Scal was complaining about they're not letting them play. They're calling a lot of fouls.
Yeah.
But I thought they were still missing fouls. There was still a lot of contact, moving screens. A lot of it revolved around, in my opinion, Bam Adebayo. That dude hits anything that moves. He's always moving. He's always elbowing something. He's always hooking something. He lives up to his name. It's Bam. You got to have your head on a swivel when you're around Bam. But that's how the Heat want to play, right? Like, you need to be above that. And I know that's not Jason Tatum's game in my mind, right? He's a modern, soft, finesse.
He's finesse.
Yeah. I know he likes to dunk late and pretend he's the toughest guy on the court and all that. I don't think he wants to shoot step back threes. That's the modern game. Like, he's not looking to bang.
I think the Heat are looking to bang. You don't think that he can attack like anybody's business?
He's not looking for contact.
If you're going to compare him to anybody, compare him to Tim Duncan. He's just non-emotional. He doesn't really show emotions.
Excuse me? He shows emotion every time he drives to the basket and complains that somebody breathed on him.
But as far as like he's never in trouble. He's never yelling and screaming. Even
what?
When listen to him post game about what happened with Bam Adebayo real quick.
I mean, y'all saw it. I shot the ball afterwards, landed on his foot, same ankle that I hurt in Game 7 last year that I hurt against the Warriors that I tweaked against the Clippers. So didn't feel good at first, but I mean, yeah, it was just that and. I don't want to make it a bigger deal than what it is. Little play, I wasn't tripping. Move on. Kept playing. Worry about the rest of the game.
Exactly. Move on.
What's wrong with that? That's perfect.
Oh, I didn't say there's anything wrong with that. Also, nothing wrong with what Bam did.
How was he soft?
Well, he rolled around like he was dead, and then he wasn't.
Wait, have you ever rolled your ankle? I know you
million times.
You basically don't have. You have, like, cankles because you just don't really have an ankle joint. So I
break
understand.
Calves, actually.
Little people,
quite muscular.
Little people do not roll their ankles.
No, I actually
It is a big person issue.
I had the worst ankles ever. In high school, the orthopedic was like, you need to have surgery to tighten the ligaments or something. So now it's actually the point where I can roll it. Practically stand on the side of my foot, and like 5 minutes later, it's fine.
Did you
so
have
loose.
Surgery?
No, I was like, no, I'm not having
but
surgery.
But they told you what they were gonna like. They were gonna
yes.
tighten up your deltoid ligament.
I used to have to wear rocket socks when I played to like support my ankles. Those black lace, you laced them up, and they had the strap.
Yeah, yeah, no, those are ankle braces.
Yeah, I had to wear those. I had terrible ankles.
Did you
them
ever?
All the time.
Did you ever wear the basketball shoes with the elevated front so you can like so it they advertised it where
oh strength shoes.
Well, were they the shoes where they had a little elevation in the front, right? And you were supposed to run and jump on them to
yeah.
and then help you
yeah.
dunk.
You
that
bought
was basically
in,
it.
You bought them in East Bay. East Bay catalog, and your strength shoes.
And all it did was give people shin splints.
Oh, terrible. Terrible.
Terrible shin splints.
Not to mention, I was cheap. I had ones that were too big for me because I like
borrowed
them.
You probably had the knockoff version. Do they have like a knockoff? Because I had
they
knockoff version of Jordans.
Probably did.
I had City Wings. I didn't have Jordans. I couldn't afford them. So I had, so some guys had like a knockoff version of those jumping shoes.
But to get back to Tatum here.
Yeah.
As the 857 says, Christian, he's shooting 5 seconds after the whistle. If you shoot somebody like Bam Adebayo, and you're playing heat culture, maybe a different team differently, but you're playing heat culture, he's going to contest the shot. Just like Joe Mazzulla. Your coach contested a three earlier this year and was told not
you,
to.
When you look at Bam Adebayo, how remorseful did he look afterwards? Did he look concerned?
Not at all.
Oh, I think he did.
Oh, I thought Tatum's. No, he did not. Look at it.
I thought he was they're friends. Did you listen to Scal? These guys are friends. They're buddies. They're going to play in the Olympics together.
And Tatum was annoyed, and Bam was annoyed. Because Bam's like, come on, what are you doing? He made that face, that come on face. Are you kidding me? You're going to roll around.
Yeah, he rolled. Did you see the slow motion view of him rolling his ankle?
Yeah, and then I saw him jump up
and
not limp once again.
You just lost Porzingis, and then sure enough, God forbid you lose the best player on your team.
He's already making excuses.
Who is?
Hey, if I stink at some point, remember, this is the same ankle I rolled last year when we lost. Too. So just an FYI,
really?
If I stink.
You're going to lay that air,
remember,
bury that real quick, see if it grows, use it.
Keep that in case I need it in my back pocket. And this was a good win. I don't want to, like, they're mucking it up. Like, the Heat are not good, but in the NBA you don't win, in my opinion. Now I probably should do some research, but I'm just gonna let this fly.
Let it go.
How many playoff games in the modern era, like how many games in the NBA do you hold a team to 80 points two games in a row? Like, I feel like the scores this year are always like 140, 120, 130, 120. You held the Heat, and I know they're without Butler and their best players, but you held them to 80 plus points two games in a row. This is a good win. This is a good muck it up, find a way. Your star gets hurt. Derek White has a big game. Your other stars are kind of scuffling. Again, I didn't think Brown and Tatum were great. You had some pushing, some shoving. You had Scal. I mean, Scal has to be taken to it with a grain of salt, right? Like, Scal is who he is. He's the modern Tommy Heinsohn. Like, he even pulled a Heinsohn once. There was a foul late, and he's like, oh, they got to even out the fouls now. Like, he has morphed into that.
Quickly on Brown, just curious on your thoughts on this. I've never seen a pro basketball player who is literally, isn't he still the highest paid player in the league? If not, he's the top five. I forgot exactly what the number comes in at. Missed the front end of a rim on free throws more regularly than him. Constantly misses the front end of the, he just misses the
Why
rim
do we have to pile
altogether.
On him?
You know what it is? You make a lot of money, I expect a lot from you.
Okay.
If somebody's paying you a lot of money, I expect you at the least to have a good miss on a free throw. Like, it goes in all the way out. Maybe the rims are too tight. Who the hell knows? Blame it on whatever you want.
Who had the best plus minus on the Celtics last night?
You just said it. It was Al.
Had the second best.
Oh, Al had the second best?
Yeah.
Or you say it was Brown?
Jalen Brown scored 17 points. Guess what he was?
You know what, you
a
know
plus
what,
17.
You know what? That
you people just want to rip him.
Was there anybody?
You're never happy.
What is it, Ken, with the you people
you
thing?
You people.
I find like I should go to HR right now, because every time when I say you people, it means people who aren't tall. It's not offensive at all.
It feels offensive. When I say you people, it means you people that want to pile on, rip, and hold Jalen Brown to an unrealistic standard.
Right.
Is he perfect? No. Does he have issues dribbling with his left hand at times?
Yes.
Does he miss free throws? Yes. Are there issues in his game? Did he have 6 turnovers last night? Yes. But he also was a plus 17, is a good player, and he's a good reason why you think they should go to the NBA Finals without Porzingis.
Okay, let's go to Mike in the car real quick before we have to break. What's up, Mike?
Hi. I just have an issue with what he said about Tatum being soft.
Yeah.
You see that 3-pointer he knocked down in the second quarter? He needed to create that space. He took a step back, took a step forward, dropped his shoulder, lifted up his chest, knocked the defender back 3 feet, and then hit the best 3-pointer I've probably ever seen. That's not soft, man. That's a tough play right there.
That was the best 3-pointer you've ever seen.
I don't know if a step back three, contested step back three, is an indication of whether or not somebody's tough.
Well, it's
a tough shot.
It was Martin, the guy who hit him in game 1 or game 2 when Martin undercut him.
That was game 1 because at the end they called a timeout with like 1:30 left, and
that's more heat culture-ish
stuff.
He actually pushed off him just before that three that Mike was talking about. Tatum actually pushed off Martin, shoved him, and the refs let it go. I thought it was an offensive foul, sure. Then he got the ball, and he did. He kind of pushed off of him and shot the three. Everybody, NBA is a physical game in the postseason, right? Like, you're going to make contact with people. You can't be totally in bubble wrap and not go near anyone. But do you really believe Jason Tatum is one of the more physical players there is? Or do you think he plays a finesse-style game where he likes step-back threes? He likes.
Well, I would say he's not Draymond Green. He's not Jimmy Butler. You know, and he's not Bradley,
who's more,
he's not Bradley Beal or Trae Young. It's
who's
not,
more physical, not, him or Brown?
Well, you naturally would give it to Brown because he's constantly driving, he's constantly in traffic, and he will body up people more than Tatum. But I don't doesn't mean Tatum's just a better overall player.
Who do you, I didn't ask that. That's obvious. We're talking about physicality. Who's more of a dog?
Oh, geez. You listen, now we're splitting hairs here when it comes to who's a dog. Who's the biggest dog on this team?
Jaylen
Brown. And if you were in a fight right now and you had to pick one guy on the Celtics team, who would you pick?
That's actually a good question. Because my instinct there is to go Jaylen Brown. But I got to tell you, you know who I sneaky like?
I know you're going to say.
Peyton Pritchard.
Oh, God. What?
I think and Peyton Pritchard back-to-back in an alley can do some damage.
Oh, God.
He a little crazy.
Behind the dumpsters together perfectly.
You son of a. He's a little crazy.
No, he's
got the hard work, he's
scrappy,
crazy.
Yeah, he is scrappy.
I need some of that.
I would go Al. Old school dad strength. Not a big lifter, but you know he can just put you in a headlock and control you with one. When you saw Cam Newton getting in that fight at that flag football tournament, he's holding one guy and like throwing the other guys off with his other hand. That's the guy I want.
Okay. You can make that. I think the biggest dog on the court, though, and don't take this the wrong way. I think some of you people would take this the wrong way. Jaylen Brown. I think he gives you what he has. He's not as skilled as Tatum. You're 100% right. Hmm. But I think he's more physical and I think he's got more. I think Jaylen Brown would fit in Heat culture. More than Jason Tatum would.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to give you a choice, but real quick, Jim Nagy at 11 o'clock. Jim Nagy, executive director of the Senior Bowl, out of the 8 guys that the Patriots drafted, he had 4 at the Senior Bowl, so you got to see those guys firsthand. But I got 2 topics for you. You pick one, all right? You want new information about the Tom Brady roast, or do you want to hear LeBron James or whether or not he played his last game as a Laker? You pick.
Screw LeBron. Give me the Brady roast.
Okay, Brady roast coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
All right, real quick before we get to the Tom Brady, Bill Belichick news. Sorja, one last opinion on this Porzingis injury. Make it quick, buddy. Yo.
Sorja.
Sorja.
Where are ya?
Okay, that's it. All right, so I know you've been obsessed with this Tom Brady roast that is on Netflix.
I'm looking forward to it. Obsessed is a strong word, but it's Sunday. Obsessed? I'm looking forward to it.
Do you know the latest addition to the Brady roast? What is the date on that again? Do you have a
Sunday,
date?
Sunday, the 5th, May 5th. Oh, it's Sunday, May 5th.
Cinco de Mayo. That's right. Oh, so you know they just added.
The reason I'm going to watch.
Bill Belichick.
Yep.
Is now going. Now, is he going to be part of the roast or just in attendance?
No, I believe he's a roaster.
He's going to be a roaster.
But I believe the rules also indicate if you're a roaster, you're on stage and sometimes you get roasted. Right? You're part of the game. Right?
You're fair game.
So this. This feels interesting.
If I'm Bill, like, it is odd, like, just everything that he's doing. So you're right, because unless he sits there and he says, "All right, listen, I'll be part of this, and I'll sit up here, but I don't want anybody telling jokes about me. I don't want anybody making fun of me."
Well, what if he does?
That's a control freak thing. Well, they're bringing him there to make fun of a Brady, and I don't even know how funny that's ever going to be, because you're going to have to really try to rip him to shreds.
I'm talking about open heart surgery here.
It's also interesting in that the relationship went south because you always ripped him to shreds behind the scenes.
I know, so now you're doing it in a funny way?
No, I think it'll be... My prediction, can I give you a prediction for one joke?
Yeah, I'd love it.
Because, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe these... You're given material, right? There are professional comedic writers that offer you up things you could say, help you. But my guess would be Bill will have some sort of a joke about, you know, I know I might end up as the butt of some jokes up here tonight, but for anybody who watched The Dynasty, I think pretty much everything's already been said or some. There'll be a Dynasty self-pointing joke from Bill Belichick.
Now, so
my prediction.
Why no Kraft?
Because I don't think he wants to be in that spotlight, limelight right now.
No,
things have gone really poorly since the divorce.
Who has the most things that they can be made fun of? Out of the three, Brady, Bill, or Kraft, who could you write the most? If you're a comic, like, which guy would give you the most material based on everything that's happened in their life?
Probably Tom,
if we're being honest.
Because he's gone through a lot of ups and downs on the field, off the field. Now, if it's no holds barred, I mean, we got to say it, a child out of wedlock. He's got a divorce. He's got, like, those are potential fodder for comedians, right? Like, you make fun of your divorce and your situations off the, like, he has all of that to be made fun of, and then the relationships with Kraft and the success and how great he is at everything, blah, blah, blah. Like, I think he has a lot of material.
See, I would say the reason if I'm Kraft, I'm staying away from this because I have the most material. It's too easy. It's way too easy.
Are you thinking of one certain thing?
It's the easiest thing.
It's low-hanging fruit.
I know, but isn't that where your best material comes from?
Yeah,
the low hanging fruit, easy. But you know what? The fact is that he's.
But Bill does too.
He's too easy of a mark.
But isn't Bill just as easy?
Too easy? I know, but Bill, you know.
Remember the Ring doorbell camera making the rounds a couple months ago?
Oh, that's right.
I feel like that.
So that's a vision I can't get out of my head.
Okay, so that's low hanging fruit, correct?
It is.
Okay, so he has some of his own low hanging fruit. Now, my guess is a lot of it'll be above board. Oh, you're on. How's the unemployment line?
Who's got the lowest hanging fruit?
Well.
Definitely
I think
crap.
That's age related. that's a gravity pull type thing.
Right.
But does this make you want to watch it more? It has to, right? Just to see how it goes.
It is funny. Like to be honest with you, I'm kind of sick of like this. You know, the farewell tour, which is everything regarding the Patriots and Bill. It's the Dynasty. It's the Edelman interviewing every single person. He has a whole podcast just dedicated to things with the Patriots. Like, everything is about...
No one's
gone like
away.
A biography.
Yeah, I feel like there's
just,
some of that.
He's the worst of... Everything he does is about the Patriots. It should just be a Patriots reminiscing podcast.
I kind of agree with you in the totality of it all. Like, the Dynasty just ended, and we already had the documentary, 10 parts. We didn't have to wait 2 decades like we did for The Last Dance, right? Like, the Jordan... That was 2 decades later, so you wanted to... Like, this is fresh. We just lived the Dynasty. You have Tom everywhere. Tom Brady Day, but that's not really Tom Brady Day. We're going to have a second Tom Brady Day. We're also going to have a roast. And then Bill's doing all this stuff. It's like, we haven't had a chance to miss them because they don't go away.
It is weird. I feel like they're just stuffing all this stuff, you know, into such a short period of time. Let's hurry up and, you know, mention all the bad things. Let's get that out of the way. And, you know, let's kind of be playful with the, you know, with the draft and, you know, we got a new coach and let's do the roast thing. And, you know, then at the final straw is June 12th. And that's when we're officially moving on. I don't think.
No.
This is like Brokeback Mountain. You can't quit each other. They just can't quit the history, and everything that is related is just forcing it down our throats. It's over. It's done. I don't know. Maybe there's still there's an appetite for it, I guess. Like the Brady roast, who was the last, I guess, professional athlete to be roasted?
I think there was a Manning roast, wasn't there? There was a Manning roast.
So you don't remember seeing that?
Watching it, no.
Was it Ortiz that got roasted?
Did he?
Because Pedroia, I can't remember now, because Pedroia tells a story about David Ortiz not knowing his name at somebody's roast.
Oh, and that was
10 years ago.
But I remember
Manning,
that
Manning
story.
Would be the equivalent to Brady.
Yeah.
But I think Manny's was on Comedy Central.
But I also think Brady's is a little different because Manning was always a little bit more playful and available. For a while, Brady kind of portrayed himself as the elitist QB. Oh, I only do Rolexes and Aston Martins, and I'm on a certain level. Now I think he's coming back to the Netflix roast level where we can all take pot shots at him.
Are you going? The text line has got some. Invited? No,
you're his tight end. You're Christian Scorier.
There's such a gap between like the first group of guys and the second group of guys. I am curious, you know, if you were able to kind of get him, you know, have him be honest, like which dynasty era does he like more?
Oh, you're going to ask that?
Which one? That would be my question.
What is wrong with you?
You got to figure out what you're going to ask Jim Nagy, because I mentioned 8 guys drafted by the Patriots. 4 of those guys, Jim Nagy actually had at the Senior Bowl. He's the executive director of the Research Senior Bowl. So we're going to find out about 4 of these guys. We'll let you know who they are when Jim Nagy joins us right after these breaks. So don't go anywhere. Jim Nagy's coming up next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.